Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, I saw this video and I have a little way I can kind of yank them off Twitter. And I wanted to show you guys these two videos. Number one is the first video that was recorded. This is a young lady that was in a park. She was being interviewed about what she thought about the masks being worn or not worn. And a guy comes over and just plants a kiss on her. And I'll just jump to the chase here. We won't have to go on too long here, but let me show you this video, and then I'm going to show you one that somebody else made right behind it to kind of make their point. So this young lady's in a park being interviewed. Here we go.
100% important. I feel as if
sorry to interrupt.
A spontaneous kiss from someone that she doesn't know.
Oh my God. No, I met him for a second with my dog. That's insane.
Are you all right?
Yeah, he's so hot.
Having met just minutes earlier, Jillian McGowan says she's okay with a kiss.
That's me!
We asked Jack Ring, the man who initiated the kiss, if he's aware of all the risks of kissing a person you don't know during a pandemic.
Do you worry about possibly either of you having that, contracting, passing anything?
Oh, not if he just said it right now, but yeah, I might panic it right now.
All right, so you get the idea, right? Guy goes up, gives a... Now, they had met a little bit earlier in the day, I guess, for just a couple minutes. He had given her, or she had given him, numbers. They had exchanged numbers. So they weren't complete strangers. However, he still just rolled up and planted one on her. She giggles, she laughs, so on and so forth. Now, somebody... the responses to this were kind of 50-50, or maybe I'd say 70-30. 30% of people were like, yeah, that's how you do it. And nah, that's a real man, and oh, you know, the old days of young love, blah blah blah. But here's how other people responded, and I'm gonna, as you can see here, he's got a bit of a ding on his face. This is somebody made a response video, and this is basically what they said is, and this is how she responds if she doesn't find you attractive.
I feel as if masks are not 100% important.
Sorry to interrupt.
Spontaneous kiss from someone she doesn't know.
Oh my God!
No!
God, no! I met him for a second with my dog. That's insane.
Are you all right?
I think she broke my ribs.
He's not talking to you.
We asked Jack Ring, the man who initiated.
All right, so you get the point, right? That obviously things are a little different whether she finds you attractive or not. In the second case, if she didn't find him attractive, number one, she wouldn't have had a bat next to her. I mean, obviously that's a comedy sketch, but number one, she might have slapped him, struck him, whatever. She might have said something. Now, you know, the news media that's there filming it is going to run this story, and there's going to be an outcry that he's a perp or a bad guy or whatever, and he needs to have the book thrown at him. And next thing you know, he's going to be labeled, and he's going to have to register as an offender, and that's it. Game over for you. All because of the perception. But here's the thing. Even if you get a number from a girl, it doesn't guarantee you that she's necessarily going to be okay with that. Here's the most interesting part is this last story. The Canadian News Network apologizes for airing the non-consensual kiss from a stranger, and many are calling the long smooch. That's right. Those two words that I can't say here. a bad attack, a naughty attack. They say, you knew it was bound to happen. People have been social distancing among the bug for over 2 months as the weather gets a tad warmer, blah, blah, blah. In this case, it was a woman getting more than a peck on a cheek from a stranger in a park, and it was all caught on Canadian TV news camera. CTV News was interviewing a woman on camera in a Toronto park about social distancing in a segment that aired last week after she stated, I feel as if blah, blah, blah. The guy said, sorry to interrupt, and proceeded to lay a big smack right on her lips. Amid the unexpected kiss, which lasted a surprising 6 seconds, the narrator calls it a spontaneous and says it was delivered by someone she doesn't know. But after the man walked away, the laughing woman told the news team she indeed met him earlier for a second with my dog, and the kiss is insane. When asked if she was all right, the woman gushed at the camera, yeah, he's so hot. The narrator then said the woman was okay with a kiss, after which the camera captured her blowing a kiss at the man and telling him to text me. So obviously it was fine. But yet there's still a story here, because why didn't they just leave it at that? She says, let me get down to the point here where they're going past it. Ring told the CTV reporter, I think the kiss was work it, talking about passing the bug. The TV station apologizes. The video segment was tweeted by a CTV reporter and then deleted Friday after commenters raised concerns about consent. And then CTV Toronto news anchor Nathan Downer issued an apology that same day for the aired kiss, saying a stranger came up to the woman and kissed her directly on the lips, and the video demonstrated non-consensual behavior, which is simply unacceptable and offensive. And it says, how are people reacting about with a tweet? Someone says, no, this is an attack. He didn't ask first. He just rammed his tongue in her mouth. Whether or not she was okay with it after the fact, it was assault. Sent to my kids in case you're unsure if this is romantic. It's an attack. Excellent teaching tool. Someone else says, I was feeling uncomfortable for her when he started the kiss, but she seemed okay with it. But dude took a huge risk by not simply asking, you look beautiful. May I kiss you? Yes, because that's where we all are today, and that's very sexy, isn't it? Oh, can I touch your hand? Can I look at you for more than an extended couple of seconds? I accidentally brushed against you. Please don't put charges against me. I know I'm in the same room as you and sharing the same air as you. Is this okay, or do you feel threatened? Welcome to 2020. Other commenter said it was no big deal. They were flirting before, though. She said, text me as he left. She was already okay with it. Someone else said, we are lost. If this behavior is vilified, it means we are losing our humanity. Everyone knows who saw this video felt happiness and nostalgia for young love, but the Twitter mobs. Here's the thing. When I saw it, I was like, dude's bold, man. And here's the thing that you don't understand, okay, is that if I were to get on a social dating app and swipe, right? If I'm swiping along here and I get a match, there's many, many, many cases she never responds to your text. As a matter of fact, I got a video coming out about this, my next video. I tried to record it, and I forgot to hit the record button on my camera, so I spent 20 minutes talking to myself. But I've got a video coming out where a girl gets on social media pretending to be a guy, or not on social media, on one of the dating apps, and she swipes, and she's like, this is horrible. The women don't respond. They don't have conversations. Well, it's a little bit of, well, this makes me feel good. Who's to say that maybe she didn't find this guy was all that great, and maybe she gave him a fake number just to get rid of him? Or maybe she was saying, well, I don't know, maybe it's cool because I'll have him take me out to a couple of lunches. I'll get a few free meals out of it, but it doesn't mean I like him. But because he got this number, he went for it. And hey, good on you, man, but I'll tell you what, there's a very high percentage that this kind of action can land you now as having to register as an offender. And you might get some jail time because it's non-consensual. But what's the difference between consensual and non-consensual? It's hot and it's not. It's creepy or it's awesome. It's all about how she looks at you and perceives you in that very moment. What if earlier she'd gotten his number when she was alone and she was into him? But now her boyfriend is 4 feet away and the boyfriend wasn't with her earlier. Now what's she got to do? Well, she's got to either be okay with it, in which case her boyfriend, basically they're breaking up, or she says, no, I'm not okay with that. That was awful. I don't know this guy, blah, blah, blah. And now he's going up the river just so she can save her current. See, there's too much chaos. There's too much unknown to even attempt to do something like this. But this is the kind of thing that you see these pickup guys and other guys filming themselves doing this, acting like, how awesome am I? If you take my courses and if you learn my secret methods, you can do this with all kinds of women. Yeah, you might also end up in the clink. And most of the time, those guys that do that, they've already set something up with the women beforehand. You know, and again, you know, I've said it in my other video. If that's something you guys want to check out, go for it. I got nothing against that, and I'm not going to call you out for it. But the end results, are they really worth the risk? This guy, yeah, he got a kiss. Yeah, he's probably going to hook up with her later. That's great. But he might also be just sitting in jail right now waiting for his court date. There's too many risks out there. And I think just by the fact that they had to write a news article apologizing for even showing it, it tells you where society is today. Something that should be even if she did beat him up, it'd be a funny moment like, wow, dude, you really blew that one. You read that one wrong. And if she was into it, then she's into it. Either way, that's a story. But now they have to apologize for the fact that they might have shown an unconsensual kiss. Where are we? Is this really the atmosphere and the society that you want to go out and try to meet somebody in? No thanks, man. I'm out. It rules are against you before you even get started. Guys, if you want to support my work, links are below. If you have directly, thank you very much. The best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. That's it for me. Guys, I'm Joker. This is Better Bachelor. And remember, what one person thinks is awesome, another person will think is gross. And it may be the difference between a phone number or some jail time, all based on whether she thinks you're cute or not. Not worth it.